Well, hi everyone, and thanks again for joining me today as we continue to read through Scripture together. We're reading through 1 Corinthians, and today we're reading through chapter 10. Now, at the end of chapter 9, Paul made the very clear and helpful point regarding their knowledge of those who run in a race that everyone runs, but only one obtains the prize. And so what was Paul's message to them? What's his message to us? That we run in such a way to obtain it, that we have a diligence, that we have a focus, that we have a zeal to live the Christian life, to walk day by day rightly before the Lord, that we would do what is well-pleasing to him, that we would seek his blessing and reward. And so he takes that into chapter 10 here, as he talks about Old Testament examples that he is bringing forward to the Corinthian saints in the church at the time. It's also helpful for us today to see and to consider and apply as well. But these Old Testament examples, specifically Israel in the wilderness, and all of the different things that they did, the sins, the temptations, the issues that they had, they are written for our example. They're written so that we would see them and consider them and not do the same thing, not repeat those things. And in many ways for the Corinthian church, it was admonition for them regarding specific sins that Paul had already addressed that were going on in the Corinthian church, but that that church needed to stop doing and needed to repent of and turn the other way. Specifically, idolatry and sexual immorality. And so then Paul's going to hone in on that idolatry next in the chapter, and he's going to say, flee from idolatry. And then he's going to end the chapter with an exhortation beautifully to give all glory to God. So let's dive into the text now. Let's feed upon the word of God together. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents, nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. Observe Israel after the flesh. Are not those who eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What am I saying then? That an idol is anything? Or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God, and I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but to each one the other's well-being. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions for conscience' sake, for the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. If any of those who do not believe invites you to dinner and you desire to go, eat whatever is set before you, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if anyone says to you, "This was offered to idols," do not eat it for the sake of the one who told you and for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. Conscience, I say, not your own, but that of the other. For why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? But if I partake with thanks, why am I evil spoken of for the food over which I give thanks? Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense either to the Jews or the Greeks or to the church of God, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Amen and amen. Praise God for this very word here in chapter 10. Notice the focus of Paul's ministry: to feed and to guide and direct God's people to Christ, to serve them, to minister to them, indeed, that some may be saved. Praise God. I hope you're encouraged by this word today, and I hope you'll join me next time as we read 1 Corinthians chapter 11. God bless you, take care, and I'll see you then.